Good afternoon, Columbus, Ohio. This is your branch president, Ken Hodge, with a quick postal podcast for you today. And as always, I have my crew. I have my crew in the background. They're not really my crew. It just sounds like some cool things to say. But that's the postal jamming guys in the background. Always lacing the podcast. Regardless if you like what's being said or not, you gotta love the music. Hey folks, how's everybody doing today? Let me give you a quick recap or my version of what I've just come in contact with regarding a power outage in the plant on Sunday. Now, first of all, let me say, this service talk should have been given to all employees by this time. But I recognize that we work in Columbus where staffing every department isn't really important. So it's possible that some people didn't get this yet, or you got it secondhand. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to read the actual flyer verbatim that the post office used as their service talk. And it reads as follows. Please read for your safety. Power outage notification for the entire plant. This is dated August 24th, 2018. And it reads as follows. To all mail processing employees. The power to the Columbus plant will be shut off on Sunday, September 22nd at 2200 p.m. till Monday, September 3rd at 10 a.m. We're going to have a blackout, y'all. Everyone is to exit the building by 2140 p.m. unless otherwise instructed by your supervisor to remain in the building. No one is to be on pit equipment after 2130 p.m. in the building prior and during the shutdown of the power to the building unless otherwise instructed by your supervisor. This includes yellow carts and walkie riders. All refrigerators will be emptied by the people in the unit where the refrigerator is being used to eliminate food spoilage. To be clear, your unit will be responsible for cleaning up any and all mess created by not adhering to this notification. Well, just that statement alone, I guess if I was the maintenance union rep, I'd have a little issue with you just voluntarily having people cross crafts into my craft. But let me get back to the reading. Maintenance will be throwing away any items remaining in the cafeteria refrigerators on Sunday, September 2nd, 2018 at 2130 p.m. So what they're saying is, if you don't throw it out, maintenance is going to throw it out on Sunday. Anyone who is arriving prior to the power coming back on will report immediately to the tour office to sign a 1261, then report to their work unit. And just for the sake of trying to be informative, you know how if you lose your time card, you have to do the small 1260? Well, that's the card for individual. The 1261, that's just that card put in sheet format. So about 10, 20 people, I don't know the exact number, but it's a multiple sign-in sheet. So when you report to the tour office, that's what you're looking for. You're going to manually enter your time, your clock rings. Okay, machines. Now, getting back to the reading. There will be no vending available until Tuesday, September 4th. The vending machines that contain perishable foods are being removed on Friday for your safety. Lights from the lobby to the cafeteria will illuminate your way. The cafeteria will have lighting. The cafeteria side of the men's and women's restroom will be available for use. Last paragraph. Everyone needs to report to the tour office to sign a timesheet, since the time clocks will not be available. Remember, if you are not visible to your supervisor / manager, you will not be paid. Now, again, I read this and I've read it 2 or 3 times. And let me tell you, folks, sometimes you have to read the information for exactly what it is. I'm hearing or I'm receiving messages from employees that they're being forced to change their schedules. This memo or this service talk I just read came from the plant manager. Now, I don't know if the managerial matrix in the post office has changed, but if the plant manager said it, there's nobody in that building that's going to supersede that. Okay, so this is signed by the plant manager. I see no force to change my schedule. I see no force to make me take annual leave. None of that is mentioned in the handout from the plant manager. Now, again, we have the information. I didn't make this handout up. In fact, most employees should have this already. Read it, folks. Read it, understand. So when you start hearing this, you got to take annual leave on Sunday if your tour is within these hours. Understand, that's not what the message is from your plant manager. Now, don't get twisted. We have the information. Let's apply the information. Again, this was dated August 24th. And I say again, and I don't mean to sound too redundant, but it came from, I guess, the top of the managerial matrix as far as Columbus is concerned. Because it would take the district manager or one of your area VPs to override your plant manager. So again, I say to you, I see no mention of being forced to change your schedules. And if that happens, or if that is going to happen, or if supervisors attempt to play that power hand with you, you have to report that to your union. You have to document that, and you have to report that. Again, I think that if enough people report it, it'll force the union to take a strong, aggressive approach to it. So again, I just read to you a service bulletin from the plant manager that gives you detailed instructions on what's going to take place in the plant Sunday, September 2nd at 2200 hours, right up until the vending machines come back on. Okay, so but for all of our work purposes or for purposes directly related to our job, we're talking Sunday at 10 o'clock until Monday at 10 a.m. Okay, so again, understand what's going on. An educated employee is our best employee. And when I say educated, I doesn't mean you have matriculated to a university. I mean, you understand the rules and regulations that govern your situation. Hey, where were you when the lights went out in New York City? I had to end with that. I'm sorry.